Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
All right, guys, if you have not listened to my other podcast, I tried to do this earlier, but it got, you know, halted. So here we are again, and thank you, guys. Shout out to ancestral energy. Shout out to just solar energy. Shout out to cosmic energy. Shout out to all hierarchy levels of everything that is playing a role in shifting, let me just say that, gratitude. All right, so we're just going to go ahead and just get into this, you guys, and see where it goes. This is a podcast that that truly inspires me, guys. This one means a lot, so maybe that's why I needed to take time and refocus. So, all right, guys.
Brothers, sisters, bless your energy, Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? You know, we say it all the time. This is a cosmic war that we are dealing with. All right? We are literally in the belly of a cosmic war. Right now, our brothers and sisters in other realms are in Russia and Ukraine, and they're fighting. They're fighting them. And, you know, it's well known that these factions of every different type of species are fighting for their survival on this realm, which is the first realm of this planet, all right? And they don't like to be on the bottom of a war because they have this ego, this pride, this thing within them that says that, you know, they're supposed to be on top of everything. You know, it's that indication that they, you know, that they carry that aura, that they carry that, you know, no one is supposed to be on the bottom of them. I mean, I'm sorry, no one's supposed to be on the top of them. They're not supposed to be on the bottom of anyone. This is how they operate. Which is why these factions fight so hard to make sure that we don't gain certain levels of intelligence and certain levels of knowledge. I mean, just like the brothers and sisters during the time of the what they call the Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, they were creating technology, they were creating all different types of things, but these factions wanted a one-sided battle. So what did they do? They went and bombed them. They bombed their brothers and sisters. Same way in Philadelphia when they blew up that apartment building because those brothers and sisters were tapping into all different types of technology. They bombed them. They destroyed them. They killed the children, the men, the women. They didn't care. And they justified themselves under their laws. See, this is what they want. They want a one-sided battle. They want a one-sided war. And they don't care about anyone else. You know, they come here to this planet. They cause us to fall. They make songs about it. They make movies about it. They make the movie Avatar. It was them bragging about destroying our shit and causing us to fall. That's what it was all about. That's what it was all about. That's why they made all them lies about slavery and all that, because they needed us to think that they were on top of us. to be a one-sided war where it's only them. It's them and only them. No one else. There's an envy. There's a jealousy. They know who we are. All the key is that we know who we are. They don't want a two-sided war. They don't want us fighting against them. They have all the helicopters. They have all the planes. They have the missiles. They have these different things that they will want to use. And they're afraid when we talk about spirit because they know the reality of who we can be. And brothers and sisters, you got to get down and dirty within yourself. I'm serious. You got to get down and dirty within yourself. You have got to go into the darkness. I want to go deeper into the darkness. I want to go deeper. As they're now starting to push this whole winter program, because this is what they do. It's an arrogance that they have. Arrogance. They want this to be a one-sided war where they can do whatever they want to do and don't be held accountable and nobody can question them because they're the government. And dare us stand up to them. Because then that's when they say, okay, we're going to charge you with treason. How the fuck you going to charge somebody with treason? And they're not even citizens under your fucking constitution. Because the last thing that I saw was genocide versus John Stafford that said people of African descent cannot be, nor intended to be, citizens of this constitution. And nothing has changed. So how the fuck can we commit treason when you are a foreign entity on a foreign land, but you want this to be a one-sided war? You want this to be a one-sided battle? You want this to be one-sided? That's why we say that last message, this is a cry for war, because this is all a part of being a cry for war. We need our brothers and sisters to raise their heads up high and say, I am intelligent, and so we can tap into intelligence so that we can understand who we are. Because some of us are still lost. Some of us are still trying to find out. Some of us are interested in this and listening to this, but at the same time, what are you doing? You're still playing video games, you're still gossiping, you're still doing this, you're still doing that. It is time, brothers and sisters, because we gotta bring this thing to a fucking end. These factions want this to be a one-sided war where they can create the casualties and justify what they do under their law and tell us that we can't do this. So this is our land, this is our planet, this is our realm, this is our dimension. And you mean to tell me that some motherfucker gonna come here and tell us what we can and what we can't do? Because they want this to be a one-sided war. They want this to be something that they can control. We gotta understand where we are at this present moment, brothers and sisters. These bastards don't care for us. They never have cared for us. They
never will care for us. I don't care how much they want to love us and fuck us and hug us and hang around with us and talk to us and want to laugh and all this other bullshit. They don't give a fuck about us. They want this to be a one-sided war where they only be the victims, brothers and sisters. They're watching. They're watching me. They're hearing everything I'm saying. Telling them now. We know that this is a cosmic war. We know what you're doing. We know what you did. But we, as the original beings, have to hold you accountable. Dare we set up shop and begin to create empires? Oh yeah, now you're literally going against the grain of the government. Motherfuckers! We are not citizens. We are indigenous peoples of this land, and we can do what the fuck we want to do. You want a one-sided war. Factions, you want a one-sided war. You do not want us to fight against you. Then you call it a civil war, and you start calling it all kind of other names and create all kind of other different codes or whatever else, because you want this to be a one-sided war. That's what you want. Want to be able to kill without regard under a law that you created. You want to be able to miseducate us. See, that's part of the war as well. You want to be able to miseducate us and have no penalty for telling us lies. You want to be able to lie to us, and you want us to believe the lie and not come into the realm of truth. You want a one-sided war, brothers and sisters. This is what they want. They want a one-sided war. They want us to work with them. They want us to spend our money. They want us to make them feel glorious and proud. They want us to care for their system. They want us to, love your enemies. They want us to love them. They want a one-sided war, and in the meantime, they stab us and kill us. Our bodies to create their technology so that they can be from the technology when they know who we are as original beings. And brothers and sisters, I need you to pick that shit up and pick your shit up and begin to understand who you are. Use that meditation that you were given in the last message. Use the meditation. Because we've got to balance this out and make this a two-sided war. We don't care about anything. We don't care about them. We don't care about their people. We don't care about nothing but our own. Care about our planet. All this driving and all this other bullshit, we got to do away with it. Learned about the wizards and the witches and the warlocks and the sorcerers. You learned about the ninjas. It's so much information that you have gained over these years, those who have been following for a while. There's so much information that has been gained. And we need to open up those gateways so that we can link into this power. They want a one-sided war, brothers and sisters. This is their desire, a one one-sided war, and this has been a one-sided war for a very long time. For a very long time. Look at the media. Look at how many brothers and sisters have changed over to alternative lifestyles. Look at this stuff here. Look at everything that's been shown. The food, the water, the everything. They want this a one-sided war. Like you say, or when they can be the victors, when they can be those who have victory and not be defeated. Let's turn this around, brother. We can make this a two-sided war. Remember, nobody's coming to save any of us. Ain't nobody coming to save us. Ain't nobody coming. Those brothers and sisters in the Ukraine area, they're fighting for gateways, for portals that belong to them. We have so much that we need to fight for, brothers and sisters. We have so much we need to fight for. And we need to make this a two-sided war. We have our land. We have our resources. We have our dignity. We have our lives. We have our families. They want to tell us that we have to use their educational system. And if we don't use their educational system, then they can put us in jail. And they call it child endangerment. They use all these different terms because they want this to be a one-sided war. They want this to be a one-sided battle where they can make the rules to a game they created and we are supposed to follow. And if we don't follow the rules that they made, then they can penalize us under their game rules. Brothers and sisters, we must bring this to an end. They want this to be a one-sided war. Let's balance this out. This is why we've been talking about technology. This is why we've been talking about how to link into the highest parts of energy within you. This is why we've been talking about this, because all of this is within us, and we have to even the playing grounds. If these are playing grounds, then we must even the playing grounds. Because these factions want a one-sided battle. They want a one-sided war, and they don't care at whatever expense. They want this to be a one-sided war. They want to be able to kill us and use us whatever and however they please. They want to tell us and want us to believe that if we don't follow what they're saying, then we are racist. And they want to be able to sue us and take money from our pockets and all kind of other bullshit. They want this to be a one-sided war. They want us to fear them. They want us to rever them. They want us to give them reverence. They want us to turn away from nature. This is why you got so many brothers and sisters fighting against each other right now. They don't even know that they're being controlled by artificial intelligence, because these factions want a one sided war, and they don't want us to stand against them, because they know once we stand as the original beings, there is a power that comes upon us that is undefeatable. And they know about this. They know the most secrets of the secrets of us. And they know when we come into this energy. They know when we come into this power. They know when we come into this strength, that we literally become invincible, immortal beings, and they will not be able to defeat us. This is why they want this to be a one-sided war. Just go to work, pay your bills, have children. Oh, no, don't have children over there. They want to be able to regulate how we live our lives. They want this to be a one-sided war, brothers and sisters. They want to be able to make the atmosphere cold whenever they want to and allow it to be hot whenever they want to. They want us to believe in their seasons and believe in all their holidays and spend money and be all happy and cheery for what? For what? What are we being happy and cheery for when we are dying? When we are being oppressed? They want this to be a one-sided war, and we got to change this shit around, brothers and sisters. We got to change this shit around for the better. We got to change it for the better. If we got to start burning down businesses and buildings and fucking their asses up in so many different ways, then so be fucking it. And yeah, y'all watching me, I don't give a fuck if y'all watching me or not. I'm telling my brothers and sisters, this is our land. This belongs to us. When your forefathers came through those gateways, we were fighting you. And we stopped by you because we fell into a deep sleep. Now that we done woke up, we're going to fight y'all ass again. And this time, we will never fall into a deep sleep ever again. I am Sima Batori Ainu, Dark Angel, last son of Anu. Leave me. We got this. Because once we begin, brothers and sisters, once we begin, there's a whole army behind us that's waiting. That's waiting at these Saxon's notice. And we will cleanse the entire land of every being that is not indigenous. And we can do that within a day. All of us, strength and power, God belongs to us. They want a one-sided battle. Now we got to even the playing fields. Nothing is in their favor anymore. Let's bring it in our favor. Like we say, they have the jets, they have the helicopters, they have the missiles, they have all this. But we have a higher intelligent mind, and we know how to create, and we know how to feel. It's just that you got to stop being scared to tap into that energy within you. Some of us fear what's in us. I don't know why, but you, hey, I don't have this and I don't have that. Like you said, you have the Sifu Swarm. They want this to be a one-sided war. Leave me, brothers and sisters. Let's give it hell. Right? Oh, power to the Most Sacred Celestial and Philippines. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. Remember, chaos brings change. My peace. Peace ain't never brought nothing but problems. Chaos makes change. That's poverty, wall.
All right. So in order to understand, you know, this is this podcast is going back into religion. You know, what if God was the devil? You know what I'm saying? But there's a lady that I love that I follow. All of the resource links are going to be in the show notes, guys. So we have to understand curses and spells, right? So I'm going to illustrate something for you guys, and then Bobby is going to end it with a breakdown. So that's where we're at. I'll kind of pop in and out. This podcast is going to be part two. I'm going to leave it as it is, part two. All right, so let's get into it.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Hello to everyone. Thank you all for joining me at this time. My name is Shabby Vane. And I'm coming on to bring a message forward for those of you who still have many questions in terms of your spiritual path. You might have questions in regards to generational curses. So I want to get right into, I'm going to go into some biblical texts This is somewhat of a part two from the last message that I did. I don't recall the title, but I'll put it in the description box below so that you can go back and reference that, where I spoke about Job and the definition of Lord in the Bible and how there were some discrepancies there in terms of God and Lord. Lord being someone who is a person of authority, okay, sometimes used to mean sir or most properly denoted ownership or mastery. So somebody who's also referred to as sir, the lord, a master, someone who is in a position of authority. So this will be a person. That is the definition of Lord and of Lord as well. So what I want to speak about today, I've had so many messages coming through. I want to first start off by saying that in terms of why I'm doing this message, you know, the enemy has built his empire through spiritual warfare. And it is only through spiritual wisdom that we destroy the enemy's empire and build the kingdom. Okay? I'm going to say that one more time. The enemy has built his empire through spiritual warfare and playing on the minds of those of you who are the children of the Most High God. And the only way to destroy his empire is through spiritual wisdom. So you have to gain an understanding of where things went wrong and how we ended up taking the wrong path and was pretty much bamboozled, okay? Not everybody is going to agree with this message, but I always give you all fair warning. When you come into my channel, just know that I'm going to touch on some subjects that might not make you feel so comfortable, but I'm not here to leave anybody feeling snuggly and cozy. It's time to wake up. And in this season of awakening, you know, you got to get up out of bed. You can't stay snuggled in pressing the snooze button. So I'm not here to help anyone to stay asleep. I'm here to be a part of the awakening. I will also say that not everything, the majority of the wisdom that comes through me, through my vessel, is literally by me being just that, a vessel. And when I connect with the Most High and my spiritual team, I ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and it is granted to me in different ways. I'll have dreams. I'll have intuitive messages that will just come through. Spiritual uploads is what I like to call them. But these messages come through, okay? And this wisdom that I'm granted, even through the Holy Spirit, okay, I embody the Holy Spirit as well. This wisdom that comes through, specifically this one, is in regards to the curses. Now, when you look into the book of Deuteronomy 28, verses 15 through 20, it begins to speak on a lot of the curses that will be placed over the chosen, the elect, the children of the Most High God. I want to first start by talking about the definition of a curse. A curse is a solemn utterance to invoke a supernatural power to inflict harm or punish someone. So this is a utterance. Usually it comes through anger, okay? But this is a utterance. So somebody has to speak this, okay, to invoke. So to conjure up a supernatural power, so something that is outside of the norm, something that is outside of your natural understanding, okay? This is something that you will be able to understand through your spiritual eyes and not through your natural eyes. A supernatural, to invoke a supernatural power, obviously one that will be of low vibrational energy, demonic energy, okay, to inflict harm or punishment. Now, in terms of a curse, many people have a disconnection when you hear generational curses or the curses that was placed over the children of Israel for their disobedience to God. You think of a curse, you have a disconnect from what a curse is when we're talking about rituals, actual spell work, actual dark magic, okay? People tend to separate what a curse is and they lose the connection of what the true definition of a curse is, okay? So as you can see, the scripture, I'm just trying to find the scripture here because I'm going to be reading this from my phone in a minute, because we're going to go over these curses. Now, the message that was given to me is that the curses that are written in the biblical text, and this might blow your mind, or some of you might say, okay, well, I already intuitively felt this. The curses that were placed in the biblical text was put there specifically to ensure that a certain group of people, a targeted group of people, would read that text, absorb it, okay, and actually have the curse placed over them through reading of the text. That the biblical text, you know, right above the curses, right above that particular part of the book, it speaks on the blessings that you might have. Then it moves into the curses that will come to pass in the event of rebellion to what is written above. I just want to say, like I told you all, many of the messages that come through for me, they come straight through intuitively. I don't have any text that you can reference that's going to so-called back up what I'm saying. But consider that everything that you read has been written by someone who is either writing this based on what he's read, other people have written, so historical accounts that other people have documented, and they write the book based on what they have read, or it's going to be from inspired words, like the biblical text. It's supposed to be people or prophets or characters in this book who have written these texts because they have been inspired through the messages that were filtered in from their connection to the Most High. So I don't have any text that you can reference. So this is all about going within, asking for discernment to your own intuition, and you go back and do your own reading and see how you perceive this, okay? In terms of Deuteronomy, we're talking about the curses here. Let's get right into these curses because there's a lot here. So this message is going to be lengthy. Y'all already know how I roll. So let's start in verse 15, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord, there's the word Lord again, thy God, okay? Keep in mind that Lord also means a person who is in a position of authority, okay? Sometimes a master, someone who is denoted a owner, properly denoted ownership or mastery, okay? So the Lord, but it shall come to pass, if thou shalt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. So I suppose this will be Moses who's supposed to be reading this off to the children of Israel, right? That all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Now, the curses that are written out here, it says, cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. So in the city, just everyday living, you're cursed. In the field, where you're picking your cotton, where you're planting your vineyards, everywhere that you go, no matter where you go, this is what it's saying, that you are cursed, right? Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. So the fruit of the body, I feel like this is saying what you bear forth, okay? The fruit, your children, okay? Your offspring, the fruit of the body and the fruit of thy land, which will be your vineyards, whatever you plant, is also going to be cursed, and the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. So everything that was owned, this is the curse that's saying everything that you have, it's all cursed. Okay. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. So even when you're coming in the house, you curse. When you leave out the house, you curse. Everywhere you go, you curse, right? Okay. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing. What is a curse again? Let's read it. A solemn utterance to invoke a supernatural power to inflict harm or punishment on someone. Okay? The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings whereby thou hast forsaken me. Okay? Now, I'm trying to get to the parts where it's going to be very specific, but as you all know, in terms of the melanated man, woman, and child, these curses have been specifically, this spell work has been specifically cast upon the melanated man, woman, and child. The so-called powers that were, those who are in a position of power now who are currently losing that power, understood way back then in the age of Pisces that it would take a supernatural power of lower level entities to invoke harm and punishment over the chosen. They would have to speak this. It is an utterance. Okay? That's what a curse is. It is an utterance. So they conspired together to come up with a plan. They gathered together their witches. They gathered together their warlocks. And they conspired together of a plan in order to place this utterance, this curse, this ritual over the melanated man, woman, and child in order to uplift themselves into a position of power with the hope that it would last for generations to come. This is where you get generational curses. Because their plan, their conspiracy, they conspired so that they projected, they wanted to see far out in the distance that they will maintain their position of power moving through the age of Pisces all the way into the age of Aquarius. They wanted to maintain that curse. And the way that they've been able to do this the most strongly is by handing the melanated man, woman, and child in during the time of slavery, during the time of them invoking fear, they handed the melanated man and woman the Bible, the only book that they would allow to be read. Okay? And so then you have to ask yourself, why was this particular text, why was they comfortable with handing the melanated man and woman the Bible? And they couldn't look at anything else. Largely because when they tampered with the original text and they removed much of the scriptures, they added many things to cater to their agenda, and they incited fear and handed the melanated man, woman, and child God that would further enhance their power through our energy, through our prayers, and through our focus. That God would be the false Christ, the European false Christ, also known as, who was, the portrait is said, was began with Caesar Borgia, who Leonardo da Vinci painted a portrait of Caesar Borgia, and it was also rumored that this man was a homosexual, and he died of syphilis, okay? But he was also so-called high-ranking in their kingdom, okay? They knew that they would need to put a curse over the chosen, the children of the Most High God, but the only way the curse would actually be effective is if the children of the Most High God actually accepted this curse as being something that they deserved, something that they had called to themselves some kind of way. And many did. But let's continue reading as to why it was accepted. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption. Hold on, did I skip something here? Okay, yes. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land where thou goest to possess it. So wherever you go, the Lord is going to have someone, your enemy, that's in opposition to you to ensure that wherever you go, he's going to come in and possess whatever land you overtake. Whatever land is yours, he's going to come and possess it, no matter where you go in the four corners of the earth, right? The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever. And get this, y'all, and with the inflammation. Now, one of the major things that those of us who have awakened have come to understand, most people who awaken, you go through different processes, okay? And one of them deals with learning about holistic healing, which would include your physical health. And one of the things that you come to learn about is that disease begins with inflammation. That's the root of all disease, is inflammation. Now, this is one of the curses, one of the rituals that has been uttered, spoken over the children of the Most High God, okay, that inflammation and with an extreme burning and with the sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. Okay? So it's saying you're going to be smitten with this consumption, with a fever, with inflammation, with extreme burning and a sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall consume thee until thou perish. So we know that because we were so far removed from remembrance of who we are and what our ancestors did prior to the enemy coming in to exert his power by stripping us of ours, we had specific diets, okay? There was things that we did, you know, we was mostly, you know, it's so many scriptures that reference eating of the harvest, okay? It speaks on eating the harvest, and, you know, you plant for 6 years, and then the real Sabbath comes on the seventh year when you rest, and you just make sure that in the sixth year you have an overflow of harvest so that, you know, your barns are stocked and you're able to eat from the overflow so that in that year you're just able to rest and you give the earth a break, okay, of needing to yield these fruits, you know, for your consumption, fruits and vegetables for your consumption. The contradictory scriptures go into the eating of the meat and things of that nature. But when you come into your awakening and you start to learn about holistic healing, you start to understand that meat is highly acidic. This is already, it's clear, you know, there's too many people who have brought this forth as proof, people like Dr. Sebi, I forgot the other, it's a young guy now, his name is Oyachi, is his name. Very well versed in things. I feel like he's a young Dr. Sebi, if not, you know, he's up there with him, okay? But he's very well versed in regards to these things, so I strongly recommend that you go check out his channel. But it's very clear that people have been able to come forth with evidence to prove that inflammation begins through acidic foods. And so meat is highly acidic. But not only that, when you look at it from a spiritual aspect, I'm not going to go too far or too deep into this, but this is one of the curses, inflammation. The spiritual aspect of consuming certain foods is that most of the things that people consume in their sleep state is things that's going to keep them asleep, things that are dead. So animals are dead. Cooked vegetables are dead because you pretty much cook all of the life out of it. So it has no, there's no live, you know, there's no electricity in it once it's boiled out and cooked all the way out, okay? It's just, it might taste good once you season it, but there's nothing there in terms of to actually heal your body and to bring life into your body. So then, of course, the processed foods, which is fake food. Everything that the enemy has handed to you in your sleep state was to keep you asleep and to keep you spiritually dead.
Once you start eating things that have life in them and electricity in them and it's not cooked out, it's not killed off, then you're consuming things that's actually going to awaken your DNA, that's going to awaken your energy, your power, your strength, and it's going to actually heal you of inflammation, because when you're in an alkaline state, you're not in a position to have a lot of inflammation in your body or a lot of mucus build up in your body. So this is one of the curses in your sleep state. Enemy had you believing that there were certain things that it's okay to consume. He even threw an extra scripture in there to have you thinking that it was okay to assume swine. Oh, it's not what goes into the mouth of a man, but it's what comes out of the mouth of a man that actually corrupts him. Well, that's a damn lie, because it's very clear that many of the diseases that exist today, especially amongst the melanated man, woman, and child, is largely due to the consumption of these foods, chitlins, pork chops. Lord, in the down south, you're talking about crabs, all the bottom feeder fish, catfish. They love that stuff, shrimp. It's bad, and the health is horrible out there. And the mindset is low vibrational for a large part of that region because of what they take in. So the enemy switched everything around. And much of the biblical text involves, it shows you this, okay? So let me keep going. We already touched the inflammation. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, under thy feet shall be iron. This is talking about prison, the prison system, okay? Who dominates? Who is predominantly in prison? Who is the enemy constantly targeting to put behind bars? That obviously would be the melanated man, woman, and child. So that's another curse. Thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and thy earth that is under thy feet shall be iron. Then it says, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come from heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Now, for me, I see this powder and dust as being the chemtrails. Powder and dust as being what they're constantly, polluting the, our crops with, okay, pesticides and things of that nature, but also the chemtrails. Polluting the land. Next one says, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And so we will be scattered, right? So it was well known, especially during the time of enslavement, when the enemy first came over here to steal this land. He didn't discover shit, okay? It was already discovered and well kept. When the enemy came over here to steal this land, what he did was he scattered all of those who was here on the four corners of the earth. So whether you're being sold here, sold there, sent off here, sent to this so-called kidnapper, because I don't like to call them slave masters, kidnappers. So you're sold to this kidnapper over here, and then your wife is sold to this kidnapper over there all the way across the country. Then your child is sold to this kidnapper over here, okay? This is what I feel is what this scripture is, this particular curse is speaking on. Keep going. And thy carcass shall be meat unto fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. So what is this talking about? Strange fruit? Do you remember that song, Strange Fruit? Dangling in the air? That's when these people was killing off thousands and thousands and thousands of melanated men, women, and children, hanging, where you'll be hanging on a tree for days on end, and nobody was going to come and take you up off of that tree. Out of fear, your own people didn't do it out of fear. Now, there were some of us who stepped in and knew that there needed to be a proper burial, but many who did not out of fear. that something would happen to them, that retaliation would happen. Swinging, it is a fowl. It shall be meat unto the fowls of the air. So the birds will come and eat at your carcass because you're swinging from this tree. You're hanging from this tree for days on end, so your flesh is rotting. And then the beasts of the earth, they're also smelling this flesh, and they're coming in and eating these people, our ancestors. This is another curse that these people, all of these curses that's in here have been played out by the enemy in some way, shape, or form throughout history. That you can go and read up, read it, read into, and find that in textbook, and it's very clear. We know this to be true, okay, because even the enemy himself has come out and admitted to that, but won't admit to the fact that there's recompense that needs to be brought forth at this time, okay? So the carcass shall be meat unto fowls of the air and unto beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with emrod, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. So we're talking about scabs and itches, okay? A botch, scabs, and itches. So what did they come over here and do to the native Indians who are melanated people? They look just like me and you, okay? Those of you who are melanated people. What did they do to them? They gave them smallpox, a man-made disease. They gave it to them purposely to kill off thousands of the native Indians, if not more. That's another curse that they themselves uttered towards us, and they also played it out. They made sure that it came into fruition through their own actions. So you can consider that the itch could be things like eczema, things like herpes, different skin conditions that would have an itch, a scab and an itch, whereof thou canst not be healed, okay? So they already begin this mindset. They try to tell you that there's going to be a curse that we place over you that you're not going to be able to heal from. So they already create a dependency on the medical structure, the healthcare system, in biblical text through this curse, by making you believe that there's something that they can do against you that's so foul that you won't be able to heal it through the thousands and thousands of herbs that are naturally placed within this earth. So that's another mind manipulative tactic that they use against the chosen. Okay? Let's move on. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. So madness, crazy, make you lose your mind. So playing out in the melanated communities, we can't for the life of us come to the understanding of why a black man would kill another black man, or why a black woman would kill another black woman. We can't come to the understanding to conceptualize why these things are happening, but why can't you see that clearly unless you're still asleep? You have to understand the generational curses, rituals, spell work that has been placed not only on your physical existence, but your emotional existence, your spiritual existence, every facet of you. These people wanted to make sure that they tore it down to shreds and utterly destroyed it. And so madness will be over your mental state. The Lord will smite thee with madness and blindness. Now, keep in mind now, this is almost every curse here begins with the Lord. Let me remind you again of what the Lord means. It is a person of authority, sometimes used to mean sir, but most properly denoted ownership and mastery. So these people were what? They call themselves being an owner of a slave, or now you own somebody that you kidnapped, somebody that you have no authority over. You own them, though. You are their master now. So that's what they had our ancestors calling them, master. Yes, a son. Yes, a man. You ain't no damn man. You damn sure ain't no master. Please don't make me go there. Let me calm down. Hold on, y'all. Let me light my sage. Because, see, the more that I dive into these things, it's becoming so apparent what these people have done in terms of spiritual manipulation and these rituals that they did against us and how they played on our minds to make us read these texts and accepted. You still have people, especially within the church structure. We're talking about the melanated man and woman. And this, let me just put this disclaimer out there. I have people who are European who watch my channel, and I do not deter you away from my channel. I welcome you as long as you are willing and able to accept the truth for what it is. And as long as you are willing and able to be a part of putting the intentions out there to break these cycles that many of your ancestors have perpetuated against the melanated man, woman, and child. Because their ultimate goal, if you do not break the cycle in throughout your family of the hatred against the melanated man, woman, and child, then the ultimate goal of the so-called powers that were is that your children will help them to continue this hatred against us. They will try and use your children and indoctrinate your children to believe that they are superior to the melanated man, woman, and child. And that is so far from true. Let's keep going. So the next part here says, so in terms of the madness, yes. And that's where it comes in at, okay? You got all of this bottled up energy, all of this anger that cannot be directed towards the true perpetrator. So what happens is the man, let's just speak on the masculine and the feminine energy, because this is another part of where the enemy was targeting. The enemy wanted to bring an imbalance in the masculine and feminine energy of the melanated man, woman, and child. So how did they emasculate the man? Well, first by having you worship and send your prayers and your praises and your reverence to a homosexual, Caucasian, false god. And you say, well, how does that affect someone's sexuality or their masculinity if they're praying to a homosexual European false god? Well, part of it is that, let's just consider if you were praying to a demon, are you not going to embody the energy and the spirit of that demon? Are you not going to embody wickedness and evil in your heart if you are praying to a demon? So it's the same thing. If you are praying and sending your energy to a false Christ, who the image, the person whose image that you have in your mind that was indoctrinated into your mind for many generations now is that depiction of Caesar Borgia, who was a homosexual, then likely you're going to start picking up on some feminine tendencies because that is the god that you give reverence to, just like if you were to give that energy to a demonic god. With that being said, that's one of the ways that they emasculated the melanated man. Another way that they did it was through fear tactics. As long as they take away his ability to protect his woman and his children by murdering him and doing horrific acts to him or in front of him, like doing horrific acts to his wife in front of him, raping her. Okay, killing her or snatching his children away from him, feeding them to alligators with alligator bait, you know, cutting off his own genitals. They had many different ways of emasculating the male in the melanated community. And so what happened is psychologically it began to play on him where he began to believe that he had no power. And a man that believes that he has no power and he has no ability to protect those that he loves, we're talking about the wife, his wife, and his. Then what happens is subconsciously he goes into a way of thinking that says, I must nurture myself. I gotta heal myself. And so he goes into that feminine energy that needs that mothering. He needs to be healed. He needs to be rocked. But there's no one around to do it. You know why? Because the feminine, this is where we get into the feminine energy being off balance. The woman is now in survival mode. So she's no longer concerned about being the nurturer. She's no longer concerned about being the healer to her masculine counterpart. Now she's more concerned about survival. I got to make sure my baby stay alive. I got to make sure you don't get killed off. So, no, this ain't about me. I'm not in my emotions right now. I can't help you to heal from that. You got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps because we got to live. So now the woman is in survival mode. And anytime you're in survival mode, you're in protective mode. And that is naturally the energy that the man possesses, protection. But because he's been stripped of his authority to do so through the inciting of fear by the enemy, then the woman goes into protection mode. So now you got a feminine energy who is emasculated, who's now in her masculine energy. Then you have a man who is now in his feminine energy where he is highly emotional and he doesn't know what to do with those emotions because if he directs it towards the true enemy, then he will likely lose his life as a result of it. This is the illusion that they have handed to us. And I say it's an illusion largely because if the melanated man and woman actually came together, really the enemy, those who are in a position of so-called authority, yes, they are European. We already know that, okay? Y'all know that. They only populate 10%. They're only 10% of the population. So the earth is melanated people. That's a fact. So these people knew that they were already at a strong disadvantage physically because they did not, we outnumbered them too. I mean, we were too deep. We were deep, but even greater than that, we had a divine connection. We knew our power. We knew our strength. We knew who we was. We knew that we possessed the ability to shift the energy. We knew our connection to everything that exists around us. That's why when you went off into different parts of the land, we got pyramids up everywhere. We got, you know, you can look into various areas of the world where, you know, the hieroglyphs, you'll see that we were always connected. We understood the stars. We understood the planetary shifts. We understood the seasons. We understood the circle of life. We were completely in alignment with everything that exists around us. Even here on this soil, the native Indian who is us also understood our connection to nature and how nature is healing and how you can hear the birds. The birds are messengers and how you can sun gaze and how you can speak to the water and how you can, it's so many things that we have forgotten because these people needed to redirect our energy and make us believe that we were cursed. Which they did. They put a spell over us. Ritualistic spell. And this is why in the age of Aquarius, this is the time of the awakening. Because what does a spell do? A spell puts you to sleep. But not only did they do this spell work and this ritual, it was also to inflict harm and pain over us so that we would end up having this post-traumatic slave syndrome. We would end up having these stressors that would be passed on from one generation to the next. And so because the feminine energy for many, many generations has been in her masculine, too far into her masculine energy. The masculines, the men, have been too far into their feminine energy. You have these two energies that come together to try to create offspring. And what happens over time, the genetic, the DNA structure begins to shift. Because subconsciously, the masculine, the man, is now feminine. Even if he's not a homosexual, he's now feminine because he has been stripped of his ability to protect his family. He is now masculine. And so she's now in this energy of survival mode, trying to take care of the home and take care of her children. We're going to get back to these persons because there's more here. But this, what happens is genetically, you end up shifting the genetic blueprint through the subconscious suppressed confusion that these people have placed over us. And what happens is over time, generations to come, you end up bearing daughters who act like men, like literally, who say, well, since I was born, I've been a lesbian. And men who act like women, who say, since I was born, I've been a homosexual. But it's because of the generational curses. Let's keep going. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. So pretty much saying you're going to, you know, daytime, nighttime, you're going to always be in this energy of, first of all, as the blind gropeth in the darkness. So there's something about your eyes, a veil being placed over your eyes so that you cannot see. You know, even when things are fully illuminated before you in the daytime, you're still going to be groping about as if it's darkness because you still cannot see. When it's right there in front of your face and the answers are right there in front of your face, you're still not going to be able to see it because you've been indoctrinated and spellbound so heavily up underneath this dark magic and spell work that these people have done that you will look at a scripture and say, oh, it says Yeshua was bronze for bronze feet and woolly hair. He was white. So let's move on. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Did that not happen when these kidnappers came over here? We had our unions, our divine unions, and they came in because they can't get enough of the melanin, okay? It's something about us that they just can't help. They just got to touch us. They got to rape us, okay? Jealous of the men, you know, insatiable sexual appetites for the women, even though they'll put us down in the public, in the media, and say that we ain't nothing, we ain't worth nothing, but yet they couldn't keep their hands off of us, even though their wives was laying right next to them when they called themselves being our so-called master. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. So that's another curse that they ultimately played out. They created the curse, and then they said, thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. What house did we build? The entire country of America. Hello? We ain't just talking about their individual homes that we built, because that's also where we built the entire country and still have not been able to find home here because these people have placed themselves in a position of so-called authority to say that we're going to always remain on the bottom. And even if you do purchase a home, you know, you can have the whole house and have, you know, own the entire house. You done paid it off and paid all of that extra interest, you know, well over what it was worth. And you still don't own it if they decide to say they want to come and take the land, because if you don't own the land, then you don't own the home. So that's another curse that they placed over us and played it out. Let's keep going. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and thou shalt not gather the grapes thereof. So you're going to plant all of these vineyards, and you're still not going to reap the harvest of those things that you planted. You're going to have to pick them. Slavery is what they say. You're going to have to pick those things. Even now, even past the physical, the slavery that you can see clearly, because slavery still exists. These people still, they played with the minds. I told you all in terms of the last message that I did, the 13th Amendment, they still have slavery very much so in existence. It's just, it has a different face. But it's still the same bondage, okay? When they said that the only way that you can remain a slave is, and I'm just looking for the 13th Amendment, but I don't have that paper here with me, so I'm just going to, the only way that they could actually enforce slavery is if you were convicted of a crime. And then at that point, they could, you would be a slave again. So if you get convicted, y'all know a conviction is anything. You can get a damn ticket, and that's a conviction. You know, as long as the judge finds you guilty, a suspended driver's license getting pulled over for that, that's a conviction. So who was mostly targeted when it comes to these so-called convictions? The melanated man, woman, and child. And so that was their wordplay to trick you and to create another illusion into thinking that they had actually done something noble and had freed the melanated man and woman from their kidnapping, okay, from the bondage that they had placed over the melanated man and woman. But it was just wordplay. So let's keep going. Because there's certain things in here that I really want to touch on. So we spoke about that. Okay, thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Okay, so they're going to take everything that you have of value. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people. Did that not happen to us?
But see, you all already know who owns the media. You know who owns the banking systems. You know who owns practically everything at this time. So it's not so much that I can say, but I'll just say this. Revelation speaks on those who say they are Jews but are not, but instead are the synagogue of Satan. Now, if you are a synagogue of Satan, that means that you are a temple that is embodies demonic energy. Those specific people who own everything, they are warlocks and witches behind the scenes. They needed to believe that they, in fact, were the chosen ones and that we were the Gentiles. They needed to create the storyline for themselves to, because as long as we believe it, then we give it power. We feed the energy of what they were creating as long as we believe the illusion that they set us. And so they are the ones who took our inheritance and our birthright. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fall, and thine eyes shall look, fail with longing for them all day long, and there shall be no might in thy hand. So you won't even have the power to go and get your children back. Now, this is not just during slavery as you know it. This is also today through the foster care system, where they take your children largely because they say that your child is already naturally a ward of the state once you give them a birth certificate and a social security number up underneath the U.S. corporation. And so this is why you can send your child to school, and if there's, you know, they have these witches and warlocks and these people that work amongst this system set up in many different places, doctor's offices, in school systems, social workers, you name it, they're there. They make sure of that. Okay, you can send your child to school, and if they sense that there's anything, you know, they might say that your child's shoe was dirty today and decide they want to call, and they can send a caseworker out there. We're all just like that. They'll be all up in your business trying to tell you that you are no longer fit to parent your child, and that their system that they have created, which is clearly failing, is more fit to raise and to rear up your child than you are as their natural parent. When more sexual abuse, mental abuse, financial abuse, and emotional abuse takes place in the foster care homes than it would in the home of the natural parents, in the home of the mother and the father of that child, biological family. That's a known fact. But yet this system still continues to thrive. Why? Because too many people still believe in the system. If somebody came and told you that your next door neighbor did this to a child, even though they have done nothing wrong, most of the people will believe the social worker because of the badge that they wear and because of the title that they have. And so people do not have, you know, our people do not have the protection that we need to go against these people. Okay, but we have to create it. That's the thing. So when we get to the end, we're going to talk about creating, because generational curse breakers, y'all are here. We are here in our awakening to break these curses, to break the spell work, to break the dark magic. This is not something that the Most High placed over us. This is something that the enemy did through dark magic rituals, witches and warlocks behind the scenes, the synagogue of Satan, in order to create his power over us. It's time that we wake up to see what this stuff means, okay? Because we've been bamboozled and sold an illusion that we bought for too long. Keep going here. I'm going to move down to verse 36. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. So, of course, we ended up serving other gods, the one that they created, this false illusion, this false Christ, this European homosexual Christ is what we ended up serving for too many generations. Your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your auntie, they all got pictures of this. Many of them still have a picture of the European Christ sitting right there in their home, cursing every part of their existence. and they still, when they close their eyes, they envision a blue-eyed, effeminate European man in their prayers, and that's why their prayers have not been able to reach the Most High God, because it got cut off at a demon. Take our power back. And so, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee. So yeah, an astonishment, a proverb, a byword. What's a byword? That's being called everything except for your natural name. So they're going to call you African American. They're going to call you Negro. They're going to call you colored. They're going to call you nigger. They're going to call you, you know, everything up underneath the book, black. Everything except for who you naturally are to make you forget who you are. That's a part of the curse, the dark magic, the rituals that they did and that they played out. An astonishment amongst all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. So yeah, other people are astonished by this. Other people, Arabs, Chinese, Japanese, these people are astonished at the fact that the melanated man, woman, and child here on this land, here in America, have been worshiping a God that looks nothing like us for generations. They're like, who the hell, where they do that at? What happened to these people to where they're so confused that they would buy into going to church every Sunday and worshiping a God that looks nothing like them, when in fact the very scripture that they read tells them that Yeshua looks just like them? Where do they do that at? When you are under spell work, that's how that stuff plays out. That's how it happens. Okay? So an astonishment to other people. They're amazed at how the enemy has been able to overtake us and bamboozle us in this way. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field and shall gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worm shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, and thine oil shall cast his fruit. And then we move on to 41. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. So you can't even, you're going to give birth to all of these children, but you can't even enjoy them because these people see you as a baby making factories to only be here to service them and their perverted desires and their power-hungry desires and their ego-driven narcissistic desires. They see your children, your offspring, as being their property. And that's what the moment that you go into this system, and you sign, but we did all of this under ignorance. That's where they don't have an upper hand, because they knew that us signing these birth certificates and these social security numbers, we did this in ignorance. You know, we had no idea what these people was really doing behind the scenes. We had no idea that we were signing ourselves over to a corporation, a business that will ultimately use us as being collateral, okay, to try to sell us off to other nations of people, okay. Organ harvesting, taking our accounts, using our accounts, okay, because these social security numbers are actual accounts, okay? They did these things underhandedly, and we have blindly kept them in a position of power through our vote. When you go vote, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, when you go and stand in those lines, you are not voting for a president. You are voting to say that you give these people permission to stay in power over you. That's it, and that's all. They've already made up in their minds who's going to be the president. That's why you always hear this mess about, oh, well, somebody tampered with the ballots and somebody stole election votes and all this other stuff. That's just to fool you into thinking that your vote actually counts some way, shape, or form, and that they have some concern about whether or not it's being done legitimately. Fact of the matter is, these people have all of this stuff planned out, and they know that all they need is for you to stand in line and to place your signature on the dotted line to say, I give you the authority over myself and my children. I support you continuing the system of enslavement over my offspring. That's what you do when you stand in line. And this is why it's so important for those of you who have felt this fire within you. You know that you're supposed to be changing something, and you're feeling like, well, if I just get into in the politics, and somehow, you know, we got to infiltrate. We got to get into this some kind of way. When, the moment you get in there, they're going to flip everything that you planned on doing because they're going to make sure that you rock to their beat and not to your own. Because this system is not set up for you to come in there and to enforce your own belief system. We have to build the kingdom. You first build the kingdom within, because you are the kingdom, but you first got to clean up house. You got to clean up shop, get rid of all of that lower level energy, that carnal nature, that jealous spirit, that Jezebel spirit, you know, all of those things that you might have been drawn to in your sleep state. You got to wake up. You got to do the work to heal. And then your individual kingdom, your individual vessel, which is a part of the greater whole, is now prepared to be an extra brick to be added to the overall kingdom. And the more that we do this brick by brick, we are actually building the kingdom in a spiritual realm. And by the time the energy is set in the spiritual realm and the foundation is laid there, everything comes crashing down in the physical, where you clearly see that we are now, that's when we start to receive our blessings and everything that is owed to us, it comes back to us. And now we have everything that we need to lay the foundation physically. This is how it has to play out. See, I want to read a couple more of these because there's a lot more here. I mean, these curses, they go on and on and on. You know, it even spoke on, I want to find that particular scripture where it spoke on tumors. I don't know that it used that exact term, but it was speaking on like cancer. It speaks on even the hair, losing your hair. Black women have dealt with issues of alopecia and hair loss for many, many years. That's another one of the curses, the dark magic, the spell work that they did over our beauty spells, okay? They did this because they wanted to make us feel less than who we are. But not only that, they knew that ultimately they created the curse and that they would act it out by making us hate our hair. So let's put out ads only with women who have straightened hair. Let's uplift I forgot the lady who made the perms, okay? But she made the perms and became rich from that. Because it was a way of destroying our ability to connect. Our hair grows up towards the sun. We are the only people whose hair grows up towards the sun, just like the plants and the trees do. And that's how we're able to receive information. It's like antennas, coiled antennas that allows us to absorb and to receive information. And so they knew that by shifting your perception of your own beauty, you would ultimately go and you would fry your hair. Not only that, but these are chemicals that will burn straight through your scalp and into your brain, where there's others who, these were morticians who actually said that a majority of the black women, like if they had to go in and maybe do some sort of forensic investigative work on a black woman who might have been killed or died or whatever, if they had to take that area, like in the top part of the head down to the brain, they saw that it was all gray, fried off in the brain, because these chemicals, you use these for so many years, this stuff will burn. You put a can inside of some perm, it's going to completely disintegrate the can. So what do you think it's doing with skin that is very absorbent? This is the largest organ on the body. It absorbs things, okay? And so you're taking this stuff in and it's going down into your brain and it's causing you to lose your mind. You don't even know left from right, okay? And then on top of that, not only do black women do that, but then you turn around and put somebody else's hair on your head. You don't even know the spirit that person possessed before you put that hair on your head. We got to really start thinking in our awakening. We got to start considering what we have been doing to ourselves. But again, this is a large part of the black magic that has been done over the melanated man, woman, and child. But in your awakening, you start to do things differently. Once you see, you can no longer unsee. And that's when you have to start making a change. You got to start loving on yourself more. Start embracing that kinky hair. I don't care if it's hard to comb. Take the time out to do it. And if it's something, you know, when you come into your awakening, you decide, okay, well, I'd rather lock my hair. You know, then lock it. But don't destroy the natural fabric and the natural makeup of who you are for the sake of living up to the expectations.
brainwashed us into believing that we are not good enough in our natural state. They wanted to take you as far away from your origin and from your authenticity as possible, physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. And they've done a good job at it. But now it's time for us to reverse this thing. Said from the very beginning, they built this structure through spiritual warfare and manipulation. And now we destroy their structure through our spiritual wisdom. So we take our power back and we send those declarations out. I declare and I decree that that I break all generational curses over my ancestors, over myself, over my offspring. I break all generational curses off of the ancestors of the chosen. I break all generational curses off of the melanated man, woman, and child. I declare and I decree destruction over the system. I declare and I decree destruction over the enemy. I declare and I decree that all rituals and dark magic that has been done over myself and over my family for generations is now destroyed forevermore in spirit and in flesh, in sleep and awakened state across all timelines, realms, and dimensions known and unknown, and so it is. We declare and we decree it and we put it out there. We have to first take our power back in the spiritual realm because everything is formed in the spiritual and it manifests in the physical from there. They understood this, and that's why they had to divert your attention away from your spiritual understanding so that you will be creating for them in a spiritual realm because they have no connection. They have no divine connection. They are very low in their energy. These people are part of the underworld, so they can't even reach. Their prayers don't reach high enough because they're so wicked. And so they knew that we wasn't going to reach the Most High God in those prayers because too many of us was centered around a white European illusion of a Christ. And not only that, but we was also sitting back on our hands in a passive state waiting on that same Christ to come and save us. So they knew that in creating that illusion for us, that we would also be passive in our energy and also creating fear tactics, inciting fear tactics to say, if you step outside of the box that we have created for you, then you are now going into witchcraft. You are now going into demonic things that are in opposition to what the Lord, your God, has commanded of you. They said it to you all backwards, okay? Everything about these people, they wanted to make sure that every part of your perception was an illusion, and it has been for generations. And so I think this is where I'm going to stop. I just want to see if there's anything else that I want to speak on. I did want to touch on, there is a scripture that speaks on eating her young. Let me just read on this one real quick. Like I told y'all, this is going to be a long message, but for those of you who stick it out, shout out to y'all, okay? Because this is very important information, especially if you are on your spiritual journey and you have questions. And, you know, still, go and pray for discernment. This is one of the curses that they spoke on in terms of the mother and the father shall eat their young. And I just want to read it verbatim here. Scripture. And I want to tell you all where I strongly sense this so that would be Deuteronomy 28, verses 53. Then shall ye eat the offspring of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, whom the Lord your God has given you. Okay? Now, this particular scripture, that's one of the curses. That's underneath the curses of eating your young. This is largely due to the ritual that is done every first Sunday. That is what keeps people in this energy because you're talking about eating, drinking of the blood and eating of the flesh. That is a ritual that they have people performing every Sunday. I did it for many years since I was a child and thought that I was actually doing something that was divinely guided. I was actually fulfilling a ritual and helping these people to play out their dark magic over my own people by partaking in that. The curse here speaks on eating your young. and having a desire, a taste to eat the flesh of your young, okay? So we can also assume that this is a literal thing because we know that much of the meat that these people cook, like those meats that are ground up in the grocery store, everything ain't always what you think it is. And how do you decipher whether it is or not? How can you prove otherwise? Do you have a device that'll tell you if it's human flesh that you're eating or if it's actually animal flesh that you're eating? No, you don't. All you know is that you're trusting a label, and because it's in a grocery store, that it must be okay. But consider all of the animals that are slaughtered to, we got a McDonald's on every corner, a Wendy's on every corner, a Popeye's chicken on every corner, a Burger King on every corner, a Wendy's on every corner. Where are we getting all these animals from? Or is it that they're having people eat their own flesh? These people will stop at nothing. And if you say it's far-fetched, then consider that you might still be asleep because you're talking about people who will cut off the genitals of your husband right in front of you, people who will burn a person alive right in front of your face, people who will take your child and feed them to alligators as alligator bait because they want to be able to lure the alligator in so that they can have a nice, you know, a nice pair of alligator shoes or an alligator purse. You're talking about people that are demonic and wicked as hell, and they will stop at nothing to make sure that you are as far away from your nature as possible. So this is why you got to start asking the questions, pray, and give thanks. Don't ask for it. Just give thanks for it in advance. Thank you for blessing me with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and for lifting the veil from over my eyes so that I can see clearly all of those things that have been purposely withheld from me. These are the things that we have been facing here. And so I'm going to stop here. There will be more. As these messages come through, I'm going to share them with you all. And we're going to decode this thing together.
Remember, turn on the oven, spend night long, can warm up the apartment, and all these voices, your mouth come down, I have to rest, stop it, big mouth, come on.
Make me mad when I see you sad. And then I see you. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Royalty, royalty. All right, now that we have the feminine introduction to kind of, you know, set the stage for the lecture that I want to reintroduce to you, a lecture from Bobby Hemmett, What If God Was the Devil, guys. This is about a six-hour lecture, so we're not going to finish today, but what we don't finish, I will pick back up tomorrow on. If you guys need to contact me, you can do so at enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. It's just like it's spelled, enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. Both links will be in the show notes. Also, my link tree will be in the show notes as well. If you guys need to contact me, if you guys need to, yeah, all my contact information is going to be in my link tree. So I condensed it to that. All right, this is one of my favorite occult lectures, you guys. So this is Bobby Hemmett and What If God Was the Devil, you know? So catchy title, but interesting breakdown. Again, this is 6 hours. What we don't finish today, I will attempt to finish tomorrow. If I don't finish then, you know, it will play out until it is completed. All right, guys, I'll be back to close out the podcast.
Well, let me tell you, Holocaust demon stuff is out. America's getting rocked from sea to shining sea. Judgment is on your ass, and you're naked before the world. So it don't mean nothing to me, because all of the blood of the promise is on your hands.
No, two, for the mere fact that you are doing it, this is your purpose and your meaning. You just got to take the shit more serious. What I'm trying to say is sometimes we hear, but we don't register. We don't process. So when I say you are the ones that are fortunate enough to tap into this knowledge when the whole world is crazy, you need to process that for a minute and understand the importance of that. First of all, the greatest thing on the planet is the knowledge of self. And basically the knowledge of the universe. So you, for the mere fact that you are even interested in this or remotely interested in this at this particular time when shit is going on crazy out here, it means that you are the special evolved beings. And so when I'm saying you need to process, you got to process that everything that you read in these books that you admire about the gods in the heaven and the gods in the universe, you must understand that that is nobody but you at this particular time. There's two realms of God. That's the one that's dead, laying out like the body of Osiris. And there's the ones that's dead, but they're dead physically as far as this physical body does not make them, they're not able to do the things that they once used to do when they were gods. But you are not dead mentally because you are rising up. And for the mere fact that you are trying to understand, you're trying to get this knowledge, trying to get this, and you're trying to understand the meaning of it all, that means your spirit is going through a ritual. You just take any adventure story, and you know they had to go through, they had to go and had to fight this particular person. person and had to fight this particular person, and at the end of the movie, they get what they're supposed to get, and they are glorified. That's what's going on with you now as your struggle. So we had the mystery system that was in the last days. You had the mystery system. But the mystery systems are now closed down, and now your initiation that you become God is in your struggle. So for the mere fact that you are catching hell and going through this struggle, it's a form of initiation. But you must understand that what I'm saying to you is that the ones that the whole world is looking towards at this particular time, first of all, they're looking for the black people on the earth, the last realm of the sphere of the Kabbalah. Let me put this up. For those people know we go for the long haul. For the ones that have to leave, we give you knowledge, you get pulled up, and you know you leave. And if you miss, you always can come back and get the tape. For the ones that want to stay, we just, you know, you people know who's been to the lectures and all. We don't let out early and all, you know, and stuff. But the point is what I'm trying to make here is the realm, you've got to understand the concept of the God that you are searching for is yourself. And the God that everybody is depending on at this particular time is a few people in Atlanta, which is you, a few people in New York, a few people in Philadelphia, a few people in Chicago, a few people in all the major cities, which is less than 1%, and a few people scattered out in the rural areas. And those are the light bringers that you're talking about, the great old ones. So you have to understand this concept. The other concept you got to understand, a God, whatever you do as a God, there is no chastisement for it. I'll explain to you. You got to stop thinking like a human and start thinking like a God. You see which one to cry on? Stop thinking like a human. You got to start thinking as a God. G-O-D, generator, operator, and destroyer. Is it not written in your law that ye are God? John chapter 10, verse 34, 35. You know the whole deal. You have to start thinking this way because, okay, here it is. You have to start thinking this way because I'm telling you, the reason, what is the hold up is that the actual gods do not realize they're gods. There's a good movie you need to get. There's a good movie you need to get. You need to get a movie called The Never Ending Story. You thought it was a child movie. And he gets this little book and he goes through this adventure. And at the end of the movie, midway of the movie, they say, hell. Come to find out the little boy that was reading the book of all these magnificent heroes, the other boy on the other side who was going through all the trial was him. And they said, and then at the end they said, well, hell, our world is falling down because he doesn't believe in himself. It's all about you. That's the key. That's the key. This is the real knowledge. There's a mystery of the world, and the mystery of the world is look for no God to save you but yourself because it's within you. It's within you. It's just that the devil came down about 2,000 years ago, basically, when we get into this, and he made you start worshiping him so you would not cultivate the energy within you. And that's your slavery and your real bondage. And this is the key what we have to deal with here. Because, I mean, we go through, we see things on TV and we see this shit, and we say, when is this shit over with? But the key is, in the 60s, we didn't have this knowledge. In the 70s, we didn't have this knowledge. In most of the 80s, we didn't have this knowledge. You see what I'm saying? We only had a few people talking about it in the past years before that, and we all thought they were crazy. But now we have the knowledge. As a matter of fact, some people saying, you know, they say things like too much knowledge is dangerous to the untrained ear. That's not true. What is happening here is this. The knowledge is here now. There is no more secrets. There is no more secret societies of holding back knowledge. You see, the white boy understood that they would keep people dead long enough until they would be so dead until there would come a time where there would be so much immersed in ignorance until they can give them knowledge and they will reject knowledge. And that's the stuff, putting out all the knowledge. That's why you go to your family members and they reject the shit, and mainly you. So they know that most black people reject us. I don't want to hear that black shit. I don't want to hear that shit, that old crazy voodoo shit. So because they reject it, now they can put the stuff out. So there is no more such thing as secret. The secret is that the masses of the people hate knowledge. You understand what I'm saying? So as of around 1985, They knew that the people would reject knowledge because they knew you rejected it in the 70s and the 60s. So they said, now we can put all the stuff out that we had held for the last 140 years that we dug up around the world. And as a result, that's why we only have less than 1% of the amount of people that really bears witness to what the hell is going on, you see. So as we say, let's see, let me get this right. Yeah, we don't need a big thing. Just need enough. When you're dealing with the let's open up a bag. When you're dealing with the I got to pull libations. I'm getting ahead of myself, but, you know, while stuff is on your mind, it's best to say it before you get too far in it. And, you know, so when you're dealing with the sphere of the Kabbalah, and there's several spheres of the Kabbalah, which is nothing but your physical body is the real mystery behind this, is your physical body. There's several trees of life. Everybody can see this? There's several trees of life. This is the heaven realm. And everything, all these realms are on their way down to here. Because this is called Malkuth. Malkuth, the daughter. Can you see it? You can't see it at all. Huh? Make it bigger. Okay, hold up. In order to make it bigger, let's see, we're going to have to go back. Let's see. Let's see how far we can go back with this thing. Let's see here what we can do. What's on this other side here? Nope. That's dim. Okay, there we go. Now, all I have to do now is either push it up. Nope. Push it back. Now, we know. You can't see it at all on the screen yet? Huh? What, these? Oh, yeah, hit this. Yeah. There you go. Now, that means that you must understand that everything here, which is Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, the moon, the sun, all of the spheres is going to end up right here at the bottom sphere, which is you. So that means all the energy in the universe is going to come within you and on the earth realm. So that's when they say that the gods in heaven, the man on earth, say God is on high, but the angels in heaven say that God lives on earth. That means that everything is waiting on one group of people, the lost nation of Israel, or what you would just call basically, all of Israel is lost, Isis, Ra, and El, which just means black people, and all black people are lost, from Maine to Spain, from down Africa to Russia, because we got black people in all those places. Basically, they're talking about the ancient race, and that one thing. So when you're talking about this, the whole universe now is waiting on you. And they're especially waiting, and they know that the master of those are dead. So that means there's only one people in the universe that's the most important now, and that's the black people that's waiting now. And basically, that's what you have with a little small cluster and one small community in the United States of America, basically, because the knowledge is here more than it is other places. Other places, they're not privy to the knowledge. They can't go to a bookstore and buy the actual knowledge or rent videos and different things. So whether we're taking advantage or not, the knowledge is here, so we're talking about you. The key when we're talking about the Christ form. So what we're going to do is we're going to put those libations. And remember now, I tell you what, I'm going to give out my damn phone number. So y'all call me, let's see, that's my shit due on the 5th. Y'all call me on the 5th and ask me, say, well, listen, did you make your rent? So if you're concerned and all, and I'll let you know, well, okay, cool, I did it and all, whatever the deal is. But I'm going to give out the phone number so that way, you know, whatever the deal is. If you can't you can't provide me with anything, tell me a space or something I can go and squat in, whatever the deal is. Now, so basically, what we're going to do is we're going to turn to this particular page in this book. And I always use this one because it's going to be on page, this book, A Kabbalah for a Modern World, we'll explain. This is the Tree of Life. Most people, when they start studying the Kabbalah, they're just thinking it's this. But this is just the formation of the book. And so A Kabbalah of the Modern World, which is actually talking about the energies within your body, which is the mystery. In here they have a list of the gods that correspond to each other. So I like to use this one. And also, where's my water? Okay, this is cool. All right, you know the drill. You got no ancient shining ones? Are you sold out? Yeah.
All right, top of the hour, you guys. You know what I'm saying? 10 seconds remaining on this. So it's definitely going to be a part two tomorrow. So be sure to join me tomorrow as we continue this. I'm going to pick up where today's left off. There's only 1 hour left in this one because I came on early. I forgot I came on early. All right? All right, guys.
I see. I said Diana. I said Jesse. I said Deborah. I said Chipperet. I said Nassad. I said Hard. I said Yafet. I said Dar. I said Malku. I said Ain. I said Ain Saw Up. I said Osea. I said Aset. I said Tahuti. I said Maya. I said Papa. I said Soot. I said Ra. I said Amila. I said Anpu. I said Getheru. I said Aset. I said Nebhurt. I said, let's see, Kiki Amiti. I said Kiki Erti. I said Akepra. I say Coon, I say Earthless, I say Amuthis, I say Raheru Kahuti, I say Habakkuk, I say Heru Raha, I say Mim, I say Minibus, I say Muntu, I say Mintu, I say Fashet, I say Segment, I say Selket, I say Vashet Seitu, I say okay, Ava, I say Urea, I say Rhea, I say Ruth, I say Ares, I say Apollo, I say Aphrodite, I say Hermes, I say Demeter, I say Demeter, I say Yima, I say Odin, I say Brigda, I say Balda, I say Laki, I say Thor, I say Freya, I say Freya, I say Thur, I say Nephis, I say Brahmin, I say Vishnu, I say Ravini, I say Ramachandra, I say Shakti, I say Theta, I say Indra, I say Theta, I say Haman, I say Lakshmi, I say Buddha, I say Krishna, I say Damawanawedo, I say Marasha, I say Bridget, I say Adam Gregory, I say Ogu Corelli, I say Ogu Shango, I say Azuli, I say Legba, I say Edoedo, I say Zaka, I say Papagene, I say okay, Oshosi, I say Ogun, I say Obatala, I say Ishu, I say Alafi, I say Adunawa, I say Arula, I say Ogun, I say Shango, I say Oshun, I say Legba, I say Imija, I say Arisha Oko, I say Oya, I say put that there. Huh? What you say? I say, Baluaye. I say, Olakun. I say, okay, Ife. I say, Loa. I say, what's that? Ori. I say, Orishas. Let's say, I say, okay, now, that's the ones in there. Let's see if we make some more right now. Raziel, I say Haniel, I say Bubiel, I say Lachmiel, I say Gabriel, I say Elijah, I say Atom, I say Atan, I say Atombergi, I say, let's see, Okumi, I say Kutumi, I say Sanat Kumara, I say Melchizedek, I say Sutek, I say Sut, I say Sutnedit, I say Sutnusi, Sutnubit, I say Suthar, I say Nut, I say Asit, I say Kyr, I say Layla, I say Gaya, I say Marduk, I say Tiamat, I say Rastafar, I say Cthulhu, I say Hastar, I say Aldathos, I say Yosatos, I say Nilahotep, I say Dagon, I say Shubnigara, I say Great Old Ones, I say Great Ones, I say let's keep on. I say Elijah Muhammad, I say I'm gonna get these in. Thunderdog, I say Thunderbird, I say Great Sun Bear, I say White Buffalo, I say Fatah Nessa Umrah, I say, okay, give me some more. Awas, I say, Mu Awas, I say, Mu Awas, I say, Obas, I say, Tupac Shakur, I say, give me some more. Well, you say, okay, let's do these for the ancestors. For all gods known and unknown, I say, okay, the Shaw family, I say, the Hemet family, I say, the Davis family, I say, all my family members, I say. Okay, now when I count three, one, two, three, start calling out the ancestors. One, two, three. I say, 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 I say. To all gods known and unknown, I say. To all ancestors known and unknown, I say. Okay, now, got that out of the way. Remember, like I said, the main book that you want to get that's going to give you all the gods from around the world is Ancient Shining One, DJ Conway. What might I add as a woman, come to find out? DJ Conway is a woman also, too. So want to deal with those things. Okay, we want to, let's see what we're going to do. Okay, this is the one we're going to do here. Let's see. Okay, here it is. This is what we want to do. This is one aspect of assuming the Christ form, which is a ritual, which if you all want to stand and do this, this is like putting energy in yourself and assuming the Christ which is in you. So that's like tapping into the melanin. For those people who want to participate, just stand up right quick and just read this thing and you repeat after me. You ready? Hear me, O Lord.
Hear me, O Lord.
Thou art the first and the last.
Thou art the first and the last.
The beginning and the end.
The
Alpha and the Omega.
The Alpha and the Omega.
Who are the nameless and the formless one.
Creator
of all.
Lord of
light. Lord of
light.
Lord of light.
Lord of love. Lord of
love. Hear my prayer.
Hear my prayer.
Thou true son and daughter.
And
I ask that thou look with favor upon this ritual. Of the assumption of the heavenly Christ. Aid me in my becoming.
I seek rebirth in thy
light.
Aid me in my becoming.
I seek perfection in thy sight.
Aid me in my becoming.
Clothe me in white raiment. In my crown of gold. Crown me with gold.
Set me upon the throne of mercy.
And with the white horse of judgment.
Into my right hand place the scepter of rule.
In my left hand place the sword of law.
Anoint me with my secret names of power.
So let it be. Okay, now that's pretty badass ritual there. I'm gonna sell these babies for like $2. And it's about that's just one aspect. It's about 7 pages, and it goes through this whole thing, and it gives you all the different names of your particular Christ energy names and stuff. Because the Christ who has become is within you, whether it be Obatala in Yoruba. Whether it be Ishu in Yoruba, whether it be also that would be also in Vodun, whether it would be the Christos in Greece, the Crest in Egypt, or the Crest in Egypt, the Buddha in Hinduism, the buffalo, the white buffalo is a form of the Christ in Native American, and whether all around the world. And that's the problem that we got here is the devil came in and told you of a historical Christ who did not exist. Who did not exist. And that's the problem that we have at this particular time. So now let me go through some things that's going on. Because, you know, it's a beautiful day. And see, the thing about it is the white boy knew back in April that people had started asking this question, saying this is some bullshit. So they came out and had scholars in Newsweek, Time, and USA Today talking about the search of Jesus. Who was he? And he still got that crack on here in 1996, you see what I'm saying? Who is he? His life and his meaning. So what it means is they got all these scholars trying to say that he did exist. You see what I'm saying? That's the reason. We're going to explain that. If people have problems with that, we need to explain that to the fullest. You see what I'm saying? Because that is a political move to take the gnosis or the knowledge or the light from the ancient people and put them in slavery. And that's what it is. And so we're going to deal with that particular part also, too. So right now what I'm going to do is we're going to go through a little bit of what that. Oh, that reminds me. Okay. Yeah, so let's go into some things. First of all, a brother got a channel from Tupac. He got a channel from Tupac, and it's interesting. Soon as he was released from the physical body, he knew all his ancient knowledge. And he came down and was talking as what happens. The physical body is what keeps you locked in where you don't know the knowledge. So soon as he was released, he knew a certain amount of knowledge, and he came to his brother, was telling the brother, hey, man, there is no more such thing as a time. It's over. It's just a matter of when the damn moon gets pulled up. You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like if it's over and somebody done brought in the damn fish tank, you just wait for the fish tank to get filled up so it don't correspond with physical dates, because you can't really put a date on it, but you can understand the season, and we are in it now, and it's damn near over. You can tell when you're getting closer to the door. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going on here. Same way I can tell when it's closer to rent time and shit. But anyway, he said that, but I'm going to tell you one of the other reasons about Tupac is Tupac kind of, he getting, Tupac said himself, and he told the sister, he said, well, I got killed based on my ego. And it's interesting because now all of a sudden they're trying to deify him and stuff like this. And we always do that. You should try to deify people and stuff and saying, you know, well, he could have been another Malcolm X. Now, let's be realistic about this shit. Tupac Shakur was as far as them being another Malcolm X as a hog from the damn moon. But anyway, what happened was with Tupac is Tupac, he had a certain amount of energy with him that kept him alive because he got shot all up the last time. But people don't know this. In June, his God said, okay, you on your own, because Tupac did something that other rap artists never did before. And that was Tupac made a damn video in the back seat with Jodeci, in the back seat of a limo with all these goddamn white women all over his ass. All over his ass. And he got called on him, and he rushed back in and did another video of the same song where he got these black women on stage and him and Jodeci on stage. But where Tupac messed up was Tupac was in the back of a damn limousine with all these white women all over his ass. Anybody saw this video? What the hell is going on here? You got to realize one thing about the rap culture. One thing you can say about the rap culture, they never was that whole Prince interracial type bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They would have white people in the video, like they have a pool party. You know, you invite some, there's some white girls to come over, because in real life you have a party, you might have some white people to come over, you know what I'm saying, and y'all getting, you know, they have a party going on, you know, you got a club, you got white people up in there. So you notice they always did that, but none of the rappers ever really got intimate with these white women or whatever type thing. So when he was in the back of that doggone limousine, it showed the intimacy. And he got called on it because he rushed back in and the video played for about a month. And then he rushed back in and he had to change and do the same song. So, you know, sometimes they do another video, it's a dub mix, you know, but he did the same song over and I said, oh, he got called on it. You see what I'm saying? So even though he got called on it, it showed the true essence of how some of our people are when they talk all the talk and don't walk the walk. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no way in hell you gonna talk and come on how he said about the ghetto and all this kind of thing. But ain't nobody showing that video when he was around here with them doggone crackers all up in the back seat of this damn car, hooking up with them damn white women. You see what I'm saying? And so as a result of that, the spirit backed off from his ass. And so the next time they cooled up on him, he didn't have the energy. And it was interesting because one brother said that the brother needed a certain amount of spiritual essence around him. And see, all that damn counting money and I got this many hoes and I got this much stuff. That shit ain't working no more. You see what I'm saying? So we can say all we want about it, because yeah, naturally we say good things about people when they dead. But that's not reality. And the reality is Tupac crossed the line with the spiritual world when he fucked up and put that beast in the backseat of the car. Why? Because we understand that rap music has the impulse of the black youth. And rap is done good for one reason. There's a lot of negative things that went on with rap, but you must understand this part about rap. The rappers never really had all them damn white women around them. Now, our funk stars and rock and roll stars and all them blues stars, they always had them. Because we did complain about Cameo back in 1986. They had they had all these white women in the damn video. But my point is the rappers came in because it was not associated with being hard. You understand what I'm saying? And having the doggone little Betty from goddamn Buckhead in your shit. Use the expression. So what happened was when he did that crossed the line. Even your boy, when he was shaking the booty and all this kind of thing, here your boy from Miami. And even though we know that it did defile the black woman, they didn't have that white woman up in there. You see what I'm saying? It's one thing to have that beef up in your stuff. What is message is that giving to a little boy? Now, Tupac is the number everybody loves him. It's just one thing to have a rapper that nobody know about. But here's a man that everybody loves, and you're going to go and put this video out with all these white women in your stuff. What message is this sending? You see what I'm saying? And you know what? Isn't it funny? Now shit is actually beginning to, we say something 1 month. Next month, stuff is starting to doggone. They are with it. So we said that they were going to raise up both Dennis Rodman and your other boy, RuPaul. And now both of them got TV shows coming on. RuPaul got a TV show coming on VH1. And Dennis Rodman has one coming on this fall on MTV. You see, they're raising up the big freak type thing. Yeah, plus, you know, on the first RuPaul show, what are you doing? He kissing Dennis Rodman. Now, what kind of symbolism is that? A black man in 1996, two black men on the damn TV kissing each other. That's some foul stuff. And you know what I'm saying? And we're not talking about, and we're not in the job of bashing somebody for their sexual preference and stuff. Because really, in that reality, the gods and the whole thing down here is fucked up, period. There ain't no morals, there ain't nothing down here. But the key is we understand the blueprint on what the white man is trying to do. You see what I'm saying? What the white man is trying to do. Now, you see every doggone, every time you turn around, like I said, they got the sisters freaking in every doggone thing. You see what I'm saying? So that's interesting, too. Now, it's interesting because we got some new information. First of all, we know that the whole OJ thing is back. Now, I told you, and it's funny, and this is the funny part about it, how stuff play out. Now, I told you last year that we had found that the OJ Simpson trial, let me see if I can find this book. I think I put it in here. The O.J. Simpson was an ancient trial that they talked about, this great trial that would be held in Egypt in the last days, where they would try to mess the credibility of the black man up. So don't look at O.J. as the figure. Black people was on trial, right? And so this ancient trial, it was verbatim, but it was interesting because in this trial that they talk about, which is in the section of this book. In this book, which is a valuable book from Fetish the God of Ancient Egypt by E. Wallace Budge, in the back of this book, they have papyruses out of the British Museum. This is the last book of his life, Budge. And so he decided to give up all these papyruses that he was actually writing all his books from. So in the back of this book, there's several papyrus, like the winged disc of Heru of Edfu, which is talking about if you didn't have the melanin, they cut off your head, which you get the movie Highlander from. You see what I'm saying? They say only one can be the Highlander, the blood of kings running through you. So in this particular section of the papyrus in the back of this book, then when you see the legend of Heru Behutet, of the winged disc of Edfu, they're talking about if you didn't have that black dot, they would cut off your head. And the legend of Heru Behutet, is an ancient word for melanin. It means the black dot or the black circle that we're talking about here, or the black dot or the black circle, which we give a figure of the Gnostic Christ, Abraxas, and it gives you the black dot also right here in the wings and the kundalini energy and all of this too, which we have several things of the black dot. And like I said, I always like to put this one up here because, you know, that's how your spirit looks outside of the body. And like I said before, some of you people, you might have seen some of these things some night and you see a black silhouette and stuff. That's actually a person. And it can take different forms and stuff, but that's how you look. And so based on the people in England, based on the cultures in England, they're saying if you don't look like this, then in actuality, you ain't real or you ain't the gods. So therefore, we know how that is. But listen. But we do know that in here there's a trial in the part called the Contendings of Horus and Seth, wherever you want to go. The Contendings of Horus and Seth. And in there, there's a chair here if you want to or whatever. In here in the Contendings of Horus and Seth, they talk about an ancient trial. But it's interesting now, as so, the devil in here, which is the doggone white boy, he loses the trial. Just as on August the 3rd of 1995, he lost the trial because, number one, that's 10 and 3, which is 13, which is his unlucky number in the first damn place. But anyway, he lost the trial. But in the back of the book, they said that he begged the people, he begged the gods. When the devil loses, he said, no, I want a second trial. Now, what are the odds of that shit? Say, I want a second trial, which he ends up losing anyway. So it don't necessarily mean that it doesn't necessarily mean that O.J. is going to win the trial. But what it does mean is basically this second trial is showing you that this beast is so much of a beast that he can't forget certain amount of things. Now, in 1936 or 35 or 36, they had another crime of the century where they killed this white boy, that Jew boy, for the Lindbergh baby. Now they brought this movie out, the crime of the century. And where the white boy literally killed this person because they needed somebody. And because he was this Jew person that they didn't like. Now, isn't it funny that almost, 60 years later, they would have another trial, you see what I'm saying, of the same magnitude and call it the trial of the century, and that was called the crime of the century, you see. Very very key, and nothing is by chance when they do certain amount of things like that. Nothing is by chance. But isn't it funny how these people cannot bring bring themselves to believe that this man is innocent. You see what I'm saying? It's innocent. And basically, the reason why they can't bring themselves to believe this man is innocent is because they can't bring themselves to believe that they're so arrogant to say that no one could ever plant evidence. Although they can make movies about their white boys and little children getting planted and getting framed by the police, but a black man can't be framed. That's what you're talking about, a sociopathic type of incident. Now, the key to this thing is that we got new evidence that's actually going on, and the new evidence is that what you're dealing with here is that the main person that was involved in the killing was actually Cato Kalin. This is new shit. Cato Kalin is the one that gave him the gloves, gave him the boots, and gave him all the stuff. You see what I'm saying? And also we understand that he did this particular information. He gave him this particular information for the simple fact that he was planted there in the get-go to do the whole nine yards and cooperate with the police after they knocked on the door. He's the one that put the bloody sock in the living room. Cato Kalin is the biggest part of this thing. But what the government did and what they do to fool you, they made Cato Kalin as he's this dunce, this homeless house seller. You see what I'm saying? That's just like this valley boy that's stupid. See, they always do this to throw you off. Because that's what they did when they give you a Bill Clinton. They say he's stupid and all this kind of thing. And they do this stuff to throw you off. You see what I'm saying? So you're thinking, okay, oh, he's a so stupid homeless person. He's the main person around this thing. So like I said before, they released the movie The Chase, which we have to go in, and you need to go to the public library, and you need to find out. You look on the Friday edition. You look on the Friday edition, let's say somewhere around June or April, and you need to find out when was the movie The Chase that starred, what's his name, Charlie Sheen. You need to find out when did this movie actually come out, because this particular movie came out, I think, a month before the actual chase scene of the Bronco. You see what I'm saying? And a month before Nicole died. You see what I'm saying? And then what happened? Well, he's being chased, and they got the TV cameras and all this, and then what happened? They say, well, he said, I was accused of something I didn't do. I was an innocent person. He said, what happened? He said, but they accused me, and I got time, because they expected O.J. Simpson to get time. That was the God that intervened. He said, I got time because I had a cut on my hand, and they took the DNA from the cut on my hand and convicted me. Now, what are the odds? There's no coincidence. What are the odds that they're having this movie come out, and he's getting convicted with the cut on his hand, and they got the chase scene in the movie cameras, which the movie came out. How can they, this cracker can take a movie and actually make a movie of what he's going to do a month before, release it a month before, and then do the exact same thing the next month. You see what I'm saying? So he did this, and this particular movie, what makes this movie authentic is that who was supposed to be the best man at Charlie Sheen, the star of this movie's wedding? Cato Kalin. See what I'm saying? So now the movie goes out of just a theory type thing, and you're just putting two and two together to a reality that it was a setup from the get-go. And Cato Kalin is the doggone key. You see what I'm saying? On Saturday, he was screwing around with Nicole and stuff, you know. But hell, she screwed Faye Resnick and all this kind of shit. So who the fuck is she? You know what I'm saying? And all this type of stuff. So the whole thing was set up. And so that movie, The Chase. Also, there's certain things that you got to understand in investigative reporting. Another movie, Natural Born Killers, came out the same. It came out about a month or 3 weeks after the killing. Came out like the 1st of August. You go to the, go to the periodicals, and you get the newspaper periodicals, and you can go to the movie section to find out when is the release date of The Chase and Natural Born Killer. So it came out around August. Now, it's interesting about this movie, we would not even ever have thought about this movie, because when I saw the movie when it first came out, and it didn't register until I saw the movie on cable about a month ago. Now, here's a movie that comes out in August, a month after the killing. He hadn't even gone to trial yet, but yet they will flash his picture along with Charles Manson's picture. No, wait a minute. We can't. So most of the people are look, and so people are looking now and say, oh, they got OJ up there, and they don't know about the release date. Now, it's funny that the movie came out this year and they did it. You understand what I'm saying? Because we know they built up about the trial. But how are you going to put this man as a mass murderer up against Charles Manson? You understand what I'm saying? the brother fell out. Oh, man. Let's see what happened. The brother fell out back there. Huh? Is he out? Cut your tape for a minute. Is he all right? Let the brother sit down. He might have just got dizzy from standing up. Or then again, it might be the energy, too. Yeah, you need to go outside, brother. Are you all right? You think it's because of that you're standing up? It's, you know. Yeah. You might have just, you know, sometimes when you stand up like that, you know, hell, I get weak like that, too. You know, whatever. Get you some water or whatever.
Yes, so. Man, woman, and child, heaven and earth, eternal light, each one reach one. This is how we grow. I see you, my brothers and sisters. I see you. Without further ado, I'm going to tell y'all, my people, this is going to be the most important live, I believe, that I'm going to do. Don't be fooled. And I'm going to play some videos. Any video I use for awareness purposes. Don't be fooled. I know this is the videos that I'm going to. Thank you.